We're on Yoram Edeis, Mishnah. Zimen Shchorim U'Motzel Levonim. The Erev Yontif, like we said, you have to designate either according to Beis Hillel with verbally or according to Beis Shammai by picking them up. Which birds or which pigeons you're going to shecht on Yontif. So you prepared black pigeons, and the next day you find white ones. And there are no other ones there. So obviously there are different ones. Levonim u'matzah shchorim, or the opposite case. Shnayim u'matzah shlosha, you were mezamin two, and you found three. Asurim, so all of them are asur, because these are obviously birds that were not designated. Shlosha u'matzah shnayim, you designated three, and on Yontif you only found two. Mutarim, they're mutar. B'soch hakan u'matzah lifnei hakan, you were mezamin them inside the cubby holes, and you found the birds outside. Asurim, then they're asur. Then ain shom elahem harel mutarim. There's no other birds except for them, then they're mutar. See Rashi. Zim ain shchorim v'lohaya shom o. There were no other birds except these black ones. V'lamachar matzo hakol levonim. Next day you find only white birds. V'abeham mezumonim halchulahem. It's for sure that the ones that you set aside are gone. V'elu acherim da'asul me'am l'shovach. And these are other ones that came from outside the shovach. The chen shnayim matzah shlosha. Same thing. You have two and you found three. The eino makir is hamuchanim kulam asurim. And you don't recognize the ones that you designated. You don't recognize any of them. So the fact that there was three to begin with. There were two to begin with. And now there's three. So the Gemara is going to explain. Manif shach, they're all asur. From the Mir, he says from here that if there's nothing happens, you just don't recognize them. You designated some birds Erev Yontif, and now you come Yontif, you don't recognize them. But nothing happened. Then it's okay. We don't assume that something happened when there's no reason to assume it. But if something happened, and you don't recognize them, then it's a problem. Shlosho Motsa Shnayim Mutarim. If you designated three, and you came, and you only found two. Ha'echad Halach V'Shnayim Yishar. We say that one went away, and the other two are still there. V'lo Amrin Hoel V'Echad Halach. We don't say that since one went away, they probably all went away, and these are two new ones. That much we don't say. You designated them inside the cubby hole, and then you found them outside, and there's nothing inside. The Gemara explain why. Why don't we just assume that these walked outside? Okay, Pshita, the first case where you were mezamein white or black, and you found the opposite is poshet. What do you possibly say? There are obviously other birds. No, it's all one case. Not zimen shchorim matzah levonim, levonim matzah shchorim. It's two different cases. One case. And the case is that you designated black and white ones, and each one was in a specific place. One was in the right cubbyhole, one was the left one. The next day you find that they switch places. The black ones, which were in the right side, in the right cubby hole, and there's mechitzas between. It's not one big thing. That's obviously they could just change position. But here they would have to fly out of the cubby hole and fly back in, right? So you found the white ones in the black cubby hole and the black ones in the white cubby hole. I might think that we could say that they're the same birds and just that they switch cubby holes. Kamash Malon, you don't say that. All the original ones flew away and these are new ones. Gemara says, let's say this is a riot to Rabbi Chanina. The Omer Rabbi Chanina wrote the Kar of Halchach Rov when you have two hochachos that contradict each other. You have the rove and you have what's close. Karov, we learn from Egla Rufa, that you measure to the closest city. That's a hochacha, that the roseach came from the closer city. So close is a hochacha, how to decide a halacha. If you have a shaila where it came from the closer one. Rove is also a hochacha, came from the rove. What if the two hochachas contradict each other? If you go after the rove, this is the halacha. If you go after the karov, this is the halacha. Same thing over here. Here, Lechora, you have birds that were close by, right? maybe they came into this cubbyhole. And you have birds from the world that are rove birds. So which do you go after, the rove or the karov? You go after the ones that were close by, and then it's the same birds that you designated Erev Yontif, the white ones and the black ones. They're mamish one next to each other. So let's assume that the white ones went where the black ones were, and the black ones where the white ones were, because that's karov. Instead of assuming that the birds came from the world, which is the rove. So that's, as we say over here, that we do say, Rasa called rove karov, you go after the what's it called, the rove. Because we assume they came from the world, which most birds are, rather than the ones that were close by. Samara says, Kedomra Abaye Bedaf, Hachanami Bedaf. Later on, Abaye is going to explain part of this Mishnah, that it's talking where there's a board, a shelf, right outside the all of these cubby holes, where birds from all over come and alight on the board, and then they go into the cubby holes. So here, it's not a question that the rove and the karov are opposite, but even the rove is karov, because the birds that came from outside the cubby holes, right, are also close by, because they're constantly on this board. So therefore, both the rove and the karov are what's it called, the karov is only karov, and the rove is also karov. So sure, you go after rove that is karov against just the karov. So it's no riot to Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina is talking about a case where it's either rove or karov. Then you go after the rove. But here we're talking a case where the rove is also karov. So surely you go after the rove, which is karov, more than just the karov. Rashi. Kigon shezimen shchorim ulavanim b'shnei kinim, in two separate cubby holes. Those are the mechitza that separates. If it wouldn't be any mechitza that separates, then for sure we say that they just switched position. Right? These were here, they don't just stay stationary all the time, so they move around. So yesterday the white ones are on this side, today the white ones are on this side. But we're talking where they mamish flew out of the cubby hole and back into another cubby hole. That's unusual. The chol akinim muvdolim b'mechitzos v'alios. Kederach kol shovchim asuim l'alios harbe. Shovchim are separate cubby holes that are separated with a mechitza from the ones above it and below it, and the ones on the side. V'chol aliyah yesh bo mechitzas harbe. Each floor has many separate, divided cubby holes, and there are many floors. The hishkim umatzo v'hachi kamar. Zimein shchorim bekanze umatzo bo levonim. You designated black pigeons in this cubby hole, and next day in that cubby hole you found white ones. Ulevonim zim b'sheni umatzav oshchorim. In the other cubby hole, the opposite. The Rabbi Chanina above a baser below yachpor. Rabbi Chanina is found. The source for him is in above a baser. Rov v'karov in bo ma'isel afaneinu v'yesh l'tloslo b'dovra karov lo. Something happened, and if you use the thing that's close to decide what happened, right? So that lahatur la'eser. That will either be matur or aseret, right? Like the case again, where you measure the corpse that's found to the nearest city. So we want to know which city did this corpse come from? Where did the murderer come from? So Mestam, they came from the nearest city, right? On the other hand, if the cities are open to people from all over, then Lechori, you don't go to the nearest city, you should go to the majority of the world. The person came maybe better from this city, which only has 100 people in it, from the million people that are in the world. So the Gemara over there says, it's talking in such a case where this area is isolated from the rest of the world. The people only come from this immediate area. Then you go after the Karov. But if Elyon Hanami, it would be that people come from all over the world, then you'd go after the Rov. But if you go after the Karov, then we assume that the closest city has to bring the Eglarufa. If you go after the Rove, then you don't know which city. Right? So that's the Shiloh, with where you have something that defines what happened if you go after the close, and something else that happened if you go after the majority, which one is the one that is more significant, the close one or the majority? Right? You have two conflicting hochachos, birurim, rov and karov. Which one do you go after? Holach achra rov. So Rabbi Chanina said you go after the rov. You could go after the close one and say, these white ones probably came from the next cubby hole that they were in Erev Yontif, and they're the same ones. And these black ones came from the nearby cubby hole, and they're the same ones. Or no, we can say that these birds came from the world. There's a lot more birds in the world than there are in this pigeon coop. We don't say that. We don't say you go after the close one. You say that probably it came from Rov Ha'olam, and these are other pigeons that weren't here Erev Yontif. There's a shelf that extends out of the pigeon coop. And birds from all over come and light on that board. And therefore, they're also in close proximity to the cubbyholes. They're afraid to go into the cubbyholes because the pigeons that live there chase them away. And when the other ones fly out, they fly in. They wait until the cubby holes are vacated. And then they fly in and take up this place. Therefore, we're afraid that these that you found today came from the board. So it's Rove and Karov. Most birds are not in the cubby holes. And the cubby holes are close to the board just as much as they're close to the cubby hole next door. Hilka Hasurim, that's why they're Asur. The Havi Lukulu Krovim Shabadav Shabakan, Hilka Zil Basaruba. They're all equally close, the ones on the board and the ones in the other cubbyhole. So then the only thing that you need to go after is the rope. Okay. Shnayim Mosa Shlosh Asurim. If you designated two and the next day you found three of them. Manifshach, they're Asur. Why? Iachrininu, if all three are different, since yesterday there were two and now there are three, so maybe the two flew away and three new ones came. Then to sure they're also. They were undesignated yesterday. The Iloachrininu, if only one new one came, you don't recognize them, and you don't know which is the one. You know for sure one is one that you didn't designate. You don't know which one it is, so they're all also. Okay, we don't say they're Bakal Barov, right? Two of them are for sure okay, and one is the only Shaila. Right, because Dover Sheshul Matirin isn't bottled. Okay. Shlosho Motza Shnayim Mutarim. If, however, you designated three and you found two, then it's Mutter. My timer. Honey Inhu Ninhu. The original two are still there, and one went away. The Chad Minay also the Alman, one went away. We don't say that they all changed. We say that since originally was three, now there's two, there's no reason to assume that these two are new ones, they're the same ones, and one went away. Zemara says, Lame Masnisim Rebbe, Iva lo Rabbonin. Let's say the Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe and not the Rabbonin. Which case, the Tanya, Hiniach Mona Umotza Masayim. You left a Mona in a drawer of what's it called, and you found, of Meiser. Okay, you have Meiser money in your drawer. 100, we'll see what's it in, but you left $100 of Meiser money in your drawer. And when you came back, you don't remember putting any other money in there. You don't remember taking out the original one. You don't know what happened. And you find $200. $200 bills. So, Chulin or Meiser Sheni, Murav and Zebezed, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe says, we assume the first 100, which was Meiser, is there, and somehow another 100 got in there, and that's Chulin. The Chachamim Omrim HaKol Chulin, and the Chachamim say it's all Chulin, because we assume that you took the original 100 out and you put a different 200 in, because people don't usually mix Meiser and Chulin together. So you don't remember, but probably when you wanted to put $200 bills of Chulin in the drawer and you realize there's a $100 bill of Meiser, you took the Meiser out. Hiniach Mosayim Umotzamana, the opposite case. You had $200 bills in the drawer of Meiser, and when you came back, you find only 100. So, Mona Munach Umona Mutl Divi Rebbe. So Rebbe says what happened was the original one is still there, and one you took away. So it's Meiser. The Chacham Omrim HaKol Chulin. And the Chacham says it's all Chulin. Because we assume also that It's not just one that was taken away. Both were taken away, and one was substituted. Right? So the chor over here is the same thing, just like the birds. According to Rebbe, we taka say that the one that was originally there remained, and one was taken away. But according to the Rabbanim, we say both went away, and one was substituted. Why don't we say the same thing over here? If you had three, and now you found two, why don't we say that all three were substituted, and these two were new ones? Mara says, no, afilu tamer Rabbanim. Ho itmer Allah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer, the Amrei Tarvayu, Shani goes, los holy glasuyin, ledagos. Right? Birds move. So it's mistaber that one went away. But money doesn't move unless you take it. And since people don't leave Meiser and Chulin together, it's more mistaber that you took everything out and put the other one back in. That's why the Rabbanim argue over there. But birds, right, it's not a question whether you left it or took it away. It's a question whether they themselves flew away. So it's mistaber that one flew away and the other two are the same ones. Rashi. Lema masnisen revihi. No, manavshach. Perusha de masnisani. This is explanation of the mission of why if you left two and you found three that it's asur, it's mimonavshach. Kolomer, lahochi asurim, the monavshach le'atirim. It's impossible to be mocked to them. Because monavshach. If there are three new ones, they're asur. If one of them is a new one and you don't know which one it is, they're also asur. Because one's mixed in, it's not designated. Lein masnisan rebihi, ha masnisan stamahi. Vahalochi kistam mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And the Halacha is like that. And we also Paskin like Rebbe. Right? So let's say that the Mishnah is Rebbe and not the Chachamim. You left 100 shekel bill of Maisa Sheni in a drawer and then you found 200 shekel bills. So chulin or ma'aser sheni muravin zebezeh. Ho echad chulin ve'eli yodea ezer. One of them is chulin, and one of them is ma'aser. You don't know which is which. So what do? B'notel hayofi shebohen. You take the better one of them, right? There's one that's better. I don't know if they're both equal, but if one of them was more than the other one, va'omer im shal ma'aser hare yofe. Right? If this one is ma'aser, then that's very nice. The imchulin, if that one is chulin, tehei chaver to mechulel asoleva, then the other one should be mechulel on this one, and all the kedusha goes on one, and you, what's it called, the more expensive one, and that's the one you now use for maisa. Hakol chulin, and the rabbanon hold no, they're all chulin, both of them are chulin. Why? However, lo motzer kamo sheiniach, since you, what's it called, didn't find what you left, tolin lahakil. We're told the lahakil, since. That's right. The lomar notol es harishon, the hinichu b'makom acher, the hiniach shuv es elu v'shochach. We say that you probably took both of them out, and then you put another one in. You didn't take one out at what's it called in substitute. She'ein adam miach mos chulin or mos meiser biyachad. Because since it's such a cloud that a person will not put chulin and meiser together, therefore we're told of a hakel. It's more mistaber that you substituted them completely and didn't just take one away. Mona mutl, the nisher hach mona mimaiser. But the opposite case, you left 200 and you found 100. Then Rebbe says, the one that was originally there is there, and the other one went away. You took away. And the chacham say, no, akol chulin. Hoyo velo helo lushalayim, velo hifridon zemizeh, ushneim notlon v'nichem lokom acher. Since you, what's it called, didn't bring them to Yishalayim, you don't know what you did with them. So Mestama, you took both of them out of the drawer and you substitute with two new ones. They were a chulin. The zeh chulin hu shiniyah halom achrei chen v'shochach. This is chulin that you forgot. Zemara says, Luchara, if you compare this to the case of the birds, it only comes out like Rebbe. Zemara says, no, birds are different. Shani goes, us lahachi ikal ameimer ho echad holach v'chadero nisharu hoel vasuin regilim heim lios medadim echad v'yosir v'nechlasim. Birds move around. So it's natural for a bird to walk away. But money doesn't walk away. And since somebody had to take it, and we know that people don't like to leave Meiser and Chulin together, Mestami, you took the whole thing away and substituted with something else. Okay, so Mora says, Shani goes, why was it necessary to say this teret?
that it could be like the Rabbanan, because there's a difference between birds and money. Right? You don't have to say that. Right? V'ha itmar Allah, on that Mishnah, we said the following. Dahu, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Lazar, right? Itmar Allah, Dahu, the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. Right? On this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar said the following qualification. Chadom Rabbi Shnei Kisim Machlokas. The Machlokas is only where this money was in two separate purses. Right? Two separate bills, whatever. Right? But if it all was in one purse, and then you found, what's it called, only one, you left two and you found one, then Mistama, since they were mamish in the same purse, Mistama's a different purse. If it's two, you could say, you took one, you left one. But to go into the purse, take out half of it, that we don't say. That's Mistaber, that what's it called, it's a new purse. It's a new thing. The Chadomer and the other one said, Bekis Echad Machlokas. The Machlokas is Dafka by one kis. Then, what Revi says, that what's it called, Mistaber, that you took out and left, and the Rabban said Mistam, it's a new thing. But B'shnei Kisim, Divrei HaKol, Monamunach, Monamut, but if it's two separate bills, then everybody holds that probably you took one away and left one. Then everybody agrees. So Mar says, Bishlam alaman diom b'shnei kisim machlokes, hainu ditzrich l'shinuye hocha, shani gozol sol vasun l'davos. According to the one who says that the machlokes is even by two separate things, and still the rabbonin say that they're probably completely new, even though they're two separate things, then it's similar to the birds. They're also two separate things, right? And here we say that one remained, and what's it called? Two remained, and one went away. So it can't be the Rabbanan, unless you say there's a difference between birds and money. That's why we had to come on to the difference between birds that move on their own and money that doesn't move on its own. But according to the one who said that the machlokes is only by one kis, that's where there's a machlokes, whether we say that it's two different ones, two different ones, or one remains and one went away. But if it were two separate things, everybody holds that, what's it called, one went away and one stayed. Then why do you have to answer anything, right? Everybody holds, in that case, the same thing as the birds. So in that case of the birds, will be like everybody. And you don't have to make a difference between birds and money, right? Everybody holds, if it's two separate things, then we say one remained and one was taken away. And the birds are two separate things. So, lama li v'shnuya law ho amrish m'shnei kisim lo plige, by two separate birds, right? Just like by two separate purses, we say that everybody agrees that one stayed and one was taken away. So there's no kasha, right? This mission can go according to everybody.
Why are the birds compared to the two kisim?
Because they're two separate birds. One can go away. You know, they're not dependent on each other. In the purse, they're dependent on each other. You have to go into the purse and take out one thing. Normally, you'll take the whole purse out. Omer Rav Ashi, Hocha Begozlos Mekusharim, the Kisim Mekusharim. Now, it's talking where they're two separate things, but they're tied together. So, then, right, Askina, Gozlos Menatche Adodi. So, we say that the birds, since they can move, they, what's it called, they get untied. And that's why, what's it called, and on the other hand, Kisim Lo Menatche Adodi. And what's it called? The purses don't move around, therefore they stay together. So by the purses where there's two separate but they're connected to each other, that's where what's it called? We say that mistama. It's what's it called? You took the whole thing and substituted it. By the birds, since they can get what's it called, separated between them, there's more mistaber to say that one remained and one got untied and went away. Rashi. Hachi Garcina. No. Shani Gozlos. Lohachi ikala meimer ho'echad holach v'chaveru nisharu. By pigeons, it makes more sense to say that one went away and the other two are the original ones. Because they move. And they separate from each other. One goes in, one goes out. Because pigeons People don't leave Maisra and Chulin together. It probably took both of them. V'lomali shnui ala Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar. Ma dochkin liklos tamish nosenu medodim. Why do we have to make this difference between birds and money in order to make the Mishnah come out like the Rabbanan too? It could go like the Rabbanan even without that reason. Even if birds wouldn't move, it still could come out like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan Belozer themselves argued about what the qualification of this Mishnah was. One said the Machlokas is only where both of these monim are in one person. There the Rabbanan said, you're not going to go into the keys and take out one of the 100. You probably took the whole keys away and put another keys back with 100. If it's two separate purses or two separate bills separated, even the Rabbanan agree that if it's two separate purses, two separate things, mistama, one remained and one was taken away. So the birds are like two separate purses, two separate birds. One stayed, one went away. The Chadomer Machlokas of Beis Kisim. The other one said, no, the Machlokas is Dafka with his two purses. Hahudah Kamar Rebbe Monim Munachim Monim. That's when Rebbe said that you can say that one of them remained. But in one case, even Rebbe agrees that what's it called? That is the same. So Mar says, according to the one who says that the Machlokas is Dafka, what's it called? By two. But by one, everybody agrees. And the birds is similar to the case of two. Then you have to say that in order for it to be the Rabbanan, you have to make a differentiation between birds that move and money that doesn't move. But according to the one who says that the Machlokas is only by one purse, but by two purses, everybody agrees that we say that one remained and one was taken away. And that's a case that's similar to the birds. Then by the birds, everybody agrees that one remained and one was taken away. And you don't have to set it up like the Rabbanan, only because the birds move, even by the money, which the Rabbanan would agree, that if it was two separate purses, we say one stayed and one moved. So Mishlom Alamad Diomer, Hamakshas Yuma Messiah Lamil Say Mafarish Kushasa. This is a continuation of the question. Bishlom Alamad Demoki Pluksayev Beis Kisim, the one who says that the Machlokas is by two. And by one, everybody agrees that it was substituted completely. The Hainu Dumya the Masnisa, because the case of the birds is like two separate purses. The Havu Shnei Gozlos, two separate birds. Tzorek Lishnuye, the Toku Masnisa, Karabonim, and High Time, Ahoil Vasrin Ladadas. Then you had to give this answer that money is different than birds, because birds move. Elul Amand Yomer Vishnekis in Modu Rabbanan. But according to Amand Yomer, who says that the Rabbanan agree that when it's two separate things, they also agree that we say one remained and one was taken away. Then the birds, again, is like two separate things. So they'll agree over here that one remained and one was taken away. Not only Rebbe. So, and we don't have to come on to the difference between money and birds, because the halacha is the same thing by money. Right? Rabbi Hashda Lomali the Shnuye Mishum Dasun Ladados Hovishne Kisim Nomi Hochi Kamrina. Right? Right? Why do you have to differentiate between money and birds? The same halacha would be by the money, according to that man the Omer, if it's two separate things. V'chad mehani rabbanan, o Rabbi Yochanan, o Rabbi Elazar, o Mahachi. One of them, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, set the Mishnah up like that. Why then did both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar have to make the differentiation between birds that move and money that doesn't move? One of them didn't have to make that differentiation. We don't know who, but one of them surely didn't have to make that differentiation. So why did both of them have to make the differentiation? Omravashi hocha begozlos, mandi omra bekis echot machlokas, bishnei kisim ke'en kis echot. When he said the machlokas is by one purse, he didn't mean one purse. That, for sure, we say that it was substituted. We're talking about two separate purses that are tied together. That's where the machlokas is. The hainu shnei kisim mekusharim. Two purses that are tied together. With the ka'amar aval b'shnei kisim divrei akol monim munach monim mutl b'shein mekusharim. And where they don't argue is where the two separate purses not tied together. So we're not talking about one purse mamish. We're still talking about two different things. One, they're tied, one, they're not tied. And in our Mishnah, it could be talking even where the birds are tied together. So now, they're what's it called, like two kishin that are tied together. But they're not like the money anymore. Because money, when they're tied together, don't become untied. And therefore, if you took them, you took both of them. But gozlos, it's possible when you came to take them, or what's it called, they got untied from each other. And one walked away and one stayed. Because they get untied by themselves. So therefore, the birds are different than the money. The gozlos mekushar and mashman that are sorry mutarim. Velo amrin osam shazime notlu kulam. Velo achirim. Hilkachilo deshani gozlos. Hoel vasuyin ledados. Therefore, the Rabbanan who say that by birds, if they're, what's it called, they wouldn't hold by birds that the halacha would be the same as the money. They would hold by birds that, what's it called, that by the money, they would say that if it's two kishim tied together, their mistama, you substitute it completely. But by the birds, right, we would say the same thing. You have to come on to the teretz that birds are different because they move. When the kisim are connected, we say that what's it called? It's all chulin, that it was substituted. With this answer, that gozlos move, and since they move, they can separate themselves and untie. That's why the case is different according to the Rabbanan. But if they wouldn't move, then and they'd be tied together, then the Rabbanan would hold that, what's it called, that that they're, we say that they were substituted. The gozos and medodim and natri adodi. Since gozos move, they become untied. The ikal and misle lekula, the chad minai hu da'azile. Then we can say lekula, that one is still here and one went away. Avo kishim lo menatri. But money that doesn't move doesn't become separated from each other. And therefore it's more mistaber that if somebody took one of the kishim, he took both of them and substituted a completely new thing. But Adam Bob and Atlan, the kishim and Kusharan, Hemshneim, Nathas, they were tied together. He took both of them and substituted something new completely.